Streaks in the road, black trimmed in silver and white. The Eagles in their home white trimmed in gold and maroon. In the center circle for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson at 5'9". And for the Eagles, it is Jamie Nichting at 6 foot. Tip won by the Eagles in the backcourt. This is Alyssa Recker on the dribble. A pass stolen away by Ty Peachy. Gets it under to Megan Young. She'll kick it out to Mickey Rodriguez. Left baseline. Fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long to Nichting. She'll give way to Hobbs. Hobbs with the basketball in the backcourt. Streaks pick up with pressure. Now gets it to Recker. Recker across midcourt, left to the center circle. On the dribble, goes to the left baseline to Orison. Now swing it over to Hobbs on the right wing, and her pass is errant. Try to get it on the right baseline to Recker. Threw it away, so two turnovers early on by the Eagles. And no score, 7:34 to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, two quick turnovers right there. The defensive pressure from the Streaks bothering the Eagles in the early going. Let's see if we can keep up that intensity.
Well, Dunlap comes out in, looks like a 2-3 zone, basically, as Jamie Johnson got bumped on the dribble on the far side by Orison. No call. The ball went off of Jamie's leg out of bounds, so the Streaks turned it over with 7:20 to play and no score.
Both teams coming out a little shaky here in the early offensive sets. Nobody's really gotten into a flow yet.
This is Recker on the run, left side, into the paint, gets it up. She traveled with it, no call, but gets it up off the glass and in. Recker had 19 against the Streaks last year. Dunlap leads 2-0. Jamie Johnson, top of the key. She'll fire the three-pointer from just left. Bounces off, no good. Megan Young with the offensive rebound. Ball knocked away. It goes off Nichting last, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. Into the Dunlap lineup. Allison Kemen, a 5'10 senior for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink. They're in there along with Jessica Howard. Bailey Boyer to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Paige Klink on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Gets it out higher. Tried to get the pass to Sadie Hamilton, but it's knocked away by Hobbs out of bounds.
Streaks have to use some ball fakes here because there's a lot of pressure on the ball. So they're going to have to use some pass fakes to open things up. I like the matchup right now Jessica Howard has. She has number 40.
Kemen
on her, and she is not able to keep up with her.
Yeah, they're actually running a box and one, so the four players playing a zone, and she's chasing Jessica Howard all over the floor. I don't think that's going to last for long. Paige Klink fires a three left wing. It's long. Rebound to Bailey Boyer on the weak side. Up shot is blocked. Now the second rebound is going to go off Nichting came down with it. She stepped on the end line, and the Streaks will have it. Into the Dunlap lineup is Danielle Vick, a 5'7 senior. So Jessica Howard will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Paige Klink, left wing. Now to Jessica Howard on the dribble. Back to Paige Klink. Swing a right side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey, top of the key, stops. Try to get to Paige Klink on the left wing, and the pass is knocked away. It goes off Paige last, and the Streaks turn it over with 6:32 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, that was a good example right there of where Paige Klink needs to come to the pass and meet the pass. She let that pass come to her, and the ball ended up getting deflected off of her.
Nichting gets it to Recker. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie down with a rebound and gets fouled by Recker. First foul of the basketball game. Streaks trailing 2-0, 6:25 to play first quarter. The Illinois Fighting Illini still trailing the Northwestern Wildcats. About 3.5 to play in the game. The Illini down 61-55. They had actually tied it at 53 at one point, and then Northwestern has gone on a run. So the Illini kind of playing as they have been the last several games and in trouble on the road at Northwestern. 2-3 zone. Actually, they're still in the box and one this time chasing Jessica Lieber, who's in there with Jamie Johnson, Megan Young. As Jamie Johnson fires a three out high on the left side, it's no good. Now a push on the rebound is going to go against, I believe, Megan Young.
Yeah,
I think it's called against Ty Peachy. Huh, I'm not sure where she was at during that play. But Ty picked up the foul, first team foul on the Streaks. Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber also on the floor for the Streaks.
Still a 2-0 deficit for the Streaks. Not a lot of scoring here in the early going.
Hobbs inbounds to Recker. Recker still in the backcourt with it, trapped up, picked up her dribble, gets to Hobbs now across midcourt right side. On the dribble, Hobbs goes to the baseline, now kicks out to Nichting, and she traveled with it, made a fake out on the right wing, and then changed her mind and was going to pass it, but she took a step, and the Streaks get it back on the Dunlap turnover.
So three turnovers now for Dunlap in the early going.
Ty Peachy across midcourt on the dribble, gives to Jamie Johnson, left wing. Now Jessica Lieber gives to Ty Peachy out high right side. Ty looks over the defense. Backdoor pass. Jamie Johnson wide open under the basket. Gets hammered from behind by Nichting. And that's after she actually pushed Megan Young out of the way going after Jamie. So Jamie Johnson's going to go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks.
Well, good job right there for the recognition by Ty Peachy. Jamie was able to get underneath the zone and just hide out underneath the basket just right inside the lane. A great pass by Ty. Got it down to her. And then Jamie hits on the first free throw. So At least got something off this trip.
So the Streets are on the board with 5:54 to play in the first quarter. 2-1 Dunlap. A lot of substituting so far by Patrick Garst. He knows he's going to have to do a lot of it, especially playing the box and one on first playing it on Jessica Howard, now on Jessica Lieber in the ballgame. Second shot goes for Jamie Johnson as well. We're tied at two. Inbound comes to Hobbs. Loses her footing. Now gets back up on the dribble. Now picked it up, nearly traveled with it, and now overshot Recker again on the pass. Jessica Lieber comes up with it for the Streaks. Now Ty Peachy gets fouled, and if it goes against Recker, that's going to be her second. And the foul does go against Alyssa Recker. She's got two fouls and 2 points. Again, she scored 19 against the Streaks last year.
Yeah, and that's a great sign right there. If we can get her on the bench, that would help out immensely with the Streaks' defensive efforts.
Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, and Paige Klink in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Sadie out between the circles, gives to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Bailey puts it on the floor, pass kicked away by Hobbs. Going to need to fake low and go high on that one, or vice versa that time. Threw right into the leg of Hobbs on that pass.
Yeah, the Eagles are doing a very good job of playing passing lanes right now, so the Streaks are going to have to use a lot more fakes, backdoor cuts, anything to take advantage of the over-pursuing of the Eagles defense.
Paige Klink out between the circles with it. Lost a handle on it. Gets it back. Gets it away from Recker. Now picks up. Gets to Sadie Hamilton in the paint. Nice fake by Sadie. Puts it on the floor. Goes down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and good. Nice move by Sadie. Got nicked up in the air. Went right around her. It's 4-2 Streaks.
That might have been the best fake she's had all year before a shot.
And now another turnover by Dunlap as the full court pressure pays off again. Brianna Flynn, a 5'7 senior guard, threw it away. Tried to catch Orison running down the left side. Overthrew her, and the Streaks get it back with 5:11 to play in the first.
So 4-2 Streaks with the lead here. 5 turnovers already for the Eagles.
In the paint, Ty Potts. It goes to Emma Junk, and she gets bumped from behind by Orison. That'll be her first foul.
Fourth now, on the team.
Yeah, 14 fouls already on the Eagles with 5:05 to play here in the first quarter. Back in for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Myra Diggins.
Allison Kemen back in for the Eagles. She had 10 points, 9 rebounds against the Streaks at Thiel last year.
So Jessica Lieber to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. 5:05 to play first quarter. In it comes to Mickey, right back to Jessica on the right wing. Stops, fires the 10-footer, long. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Myra Diggins. Gives to Ty Peachy, left wing. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Myra with another rebound. Kicks back out to Ty. Top of the key, Mickey. She'll fire the three from straight on. Bounces off, no good. And Hobbs down with a rebound this time for the Eagles. Long down court pass to Recker, left side. Runs it down, up off the glass, and got it. So Recker with all 4 of the Dunlap points. We are tied at 4 apiece. Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, swings it to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing. Top of the key, Myra Diggins with it. Now gives to Ty Peachy. Ty will fire the three out high right side. It's good!
First three of the game for the Streaks.
7-4 Galesburg, just under 4.5 to play, first quarter. Cross midcourt right side, Orison traveled with a no call right in front of the official. Kicks it to Hobbs on the left wing. She'll fire a three of her own. That one bounces off, no good. Orison down with a rebound on the weak side, and she lost the handle on it. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. In for Galesburg, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, and Jamie Johnson. 4:15 to play first quarter, 7-4 Streaks.
Looks like a lot of the offense runs through Alyssa Recker here of the Eagles. So Streaks may want to try keying on her a little bit more defensively when she does not have the ball in her hands.
Backdoor pass, Paige Klink, Jamie Johnson wide open down on the left side, lays it up and in. A nice pass from Paige. Had to go all the way over the top of the defense from out on the right side and make it 9-4 Streaks. Orison gets back. Fires a 10-footer in the lane, bounces off the glass, hit nothing but glass, and it came out long to Recker. Now this is Flynn running down the lane, gets it to Orison down on the right block. She laid it up and in, and make it 9-6 Streaks.
First Eagle not named Recker to score for the Dunlap team.
Rady Sibley tried to get Emma Jung down on the left block, got knocked away by Flynn. Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline. Galesburg sophomores, by the way, were a winner here after a close game for 3 quarters. Streaks able to pull away in that fourth and go on to a 58-41 victory.
Streaks are doing a good job right now of running that play. We've seen Jamie benefit twice from the backdoor play where they screen the backside of the zone. Let's see if they go back to it here because the Eagles still have not picked up on it.
Mickey Rodriguez back in for the Streaks. Missed a short shot, got it back, kicked the rebound out to Bailey Boyer. She fires a three, and it's good. Make it 12-6 Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Right wing, this is Vic with it. And she traveled with the basketball. She thought about shooting the wide-open three, didn't do it, decided to go toward the basket, and then ended up getting called for the travel.
Yeah, she jumped up as if she was going to go for that 15-foot two, and then I believe it was Sadie jumped in front of her, and then she held onto the ball and took it right back down to the ground with her.
3:16 to play here in the first quarter, 12-6 streaks. Right wing, Bailey Boyer fakes the three, now picks up her dribble, gives to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Left wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey puts it on the floor, now gives to Bailey out between the circles. Right wing, Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Orison for Dunlap. 64-57, Northwestern up on Illinois with about 2 minutes to play in that game. Down the paint, Recker stops and fires a five-footer. She gets it up and in. She's got six of their eight and make a 12-8 streaks. 2:49 to play first quarter. Bailey Boyer gets to Myra Diggins down on the left block, and she's going to get called for the travel. Lost the handle on it. Bailey actually probably should have taken, looked like she was going to have a wide open layup there. Decided to dish it off to Myra. The pass was a little bit low. Myra couldn't hang on and got called for the travel.
Yeah, Bailey tends to be a little too unselfish sometimes and sets herself in those situations.
Long downcourt pass to Vic, right side. Missed the layup. Rebound to Jamie Johnson. Jamie across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Gets to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll drive baseline now. Picks up. She's in there with Ty Peachy, Emma Junk, and Rainey Sibley. Ty Peachy now with it, out high on the right side on the dribble. Top of the key to Jamie Johnson. Now Dunlap playing a man-to-man defense, and Jamie got called for the travel going down the left side of the lane.
Yeah, she got that ball caught on her hip. She was going to go in for the left-hand layup. Dribbling with the left hand, got it caught on her hip, and just could not get the ball off.
2:23 to play first quarter, 12-8 streaks. Inbound, stolen away by Ty Peachy. Tried to swing it over to Jessica Lieber, but it's stolen by Hobbs. Hobbs one-on-two, runs it down the left side. Nice move, but threw it up with the right hand and missed it. Rebound to Rainey Sibley for the streaks. Rainey gives to Ty Peachy in the backcourt. Ty picks up and bothered by Hobbs, finally gets it away from her and gets it across midcourt right side. Hobbs is an awfully quick defender there. Now between the circles, Jamie Johnson, left wing, Rainey Sibley gives to Jessica Howard on the left baseline. She'll drive baseline, nice pass in the paint to Emma Junk, but it got knocked away. Now it's stolen by Kemen. Now it's Hobbs. Hobbs gets it across midcourt to Haley Meeks in for Dunlap, and she way overthrew Brianna Flynn running down the left side of the lane and threw it way higher than anybody on this floor is going to be able to get to.
Yeah, Dunlap coach Pat Garst not happy at all with his girls right now. That's eight turnovers here in the first quarter. Still a minute 50 left to go.
Back in for Galesburg, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Lieber. 1:46 to play. Streaks lead 12-8. Top of the key, Sadie Hamilton. Out high right side to Bailey Boyer. High post at the free throw line is Myra Diggins. Back out to Bailey. Takes a long three-pointer from the right side. That one's going to be short. Rebound to Paige Klink. Paige pulls it out, gives to Bailey between the circles. She'll dribble right, now pick up and give to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Left wing, Paige Klink, down on the left block, goes to Myra Diggins, lost the handle on it. Now kicked it back out to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie fakes and got called for that travel. A little bit quick again. She makes that head fake and picked up the pivot foot before she got the ball on the floor.
Well, see, and my biggest issue with it is Sadie's not, doesn't shoot a lot of threes to begin with, but the head fake is so unbelievable that she's actually going to attempt the shot. She needs to just eliminate that. I think she's quick enough. She just can cross someone over and take it to the rim herself.
Which we have seen her do a few times this season. Now a steal by Myra Diggins on the far side. Now the streaks lost the ball. Dunlap gets it back. This is Hobbs down on the right block. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Myra Diggins with the rebound. Bailey Boyer with it. Gives to Jessica Lieber, right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Hobbs. For Dunlap, just under a minute to play, first quarter, 12-8 streaks. Across midcourt, this is Meeks with it for Dunlap. Meeks on the dribble, right wing, goes baseline, cut off by Myra Diggins. Now tried to get to Kemen, she lost a handle on it. Paige Klink with a steal, and Kemen fouls her from behind. That'll be her first foul. And now the 15th foul on the Eagles, 49.1 to play here in the first quarter. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Nikki Rodriguez, Jessica Howard check back in for the streaks.
Streak still with a four-point advantage here, 12-8, 49.1 left to go here in the first quarter. The Streaks go back with essentially their starting lineup, so let's see if they come out. I want to see them go back to that play where they get Jamie underneath on the back door screen.
Jamie with it now out between the circles, left wing. Mickey Rodriguez, long three-pointer is short, and the rebound comes out long on the weak side to Jamie Johnson. She'll run it down in the corner, gets to Ty Peachy on the right wing. 36 seconds to play. Ty, top of the key. Ball knocked away by Recker. Little contact there, no call. Goes to the floor. Ty able to corral it and gets to Jamie Johnson. Left wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Back to Jamie out high left side. Back to Mickey on the left wing. Mickey being hounded by Meeks. Now it's Ty Peachy out between the circles. Left wing, Jessica Howard. She'll fire the quick three. Off, no, short. And the rebound comes down to Orison for Dunlap, and she gets tied up, and a foul is going to be called on Nikki Rodriguez. Wow. Been a lot of, it's been pretty physical. They've been letting him bump a little bit outside. I'm actually kind of surprised that one was called.
Second team foul for the Streaks now.
12.8 to play in the corner. Quarter, and it comes to Recker. She'll run it across midcourt right side with 11 all the way down, lays it up, and got it. Record with 8 of the Dunlap 10. 5 seconds to play. Ty Peachy with 4. Cross midcourt with 3. Stops, gets to Jamie Johnson. Long three-pointer from straight on at the buzzer. Off the rim short. We played one quarter of basketball. It has been a tight one. After one, it is Galesburg 12, Dunlap 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Warm up with great savings at Farm King. Take 30% off all electric heaters, and there's plenty of winter left to use them. Save 25% on all gas, Mr. Heater, and Pro Temp heaters, too. Check out this huge value, a walnut infrared heater from Duraflame, $249.99 at Farm King. Get a super deal on North State's bird feeders, just $10.99 in classic designs, and you'll save on blended bird feed, safflower, and suet for the birds. Or for your best friend, save on Science Diet, Iams, Gravy Train, and Rancher's Choice, now at Farm King.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Catch Clark Howard now, right after Rush. Clark Howard, weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer from the left baseline is no good. Weak side rebound, Ty Peachy. Right wing to Megan Young. She'll fire another three. That's in and out, no good. And the rebound this time comes down to Hobbs for Dunlap. Goes to Meeks just across midcourt. Now gets it to Record between the circles. She traveled, no call. Gets to Orison, right baseline. Leans in. Short one is up, and it's an air ball. Nice defense by Jamie Johnson. And Jamie hauls down the rebound. Outlet to Ty Peachy. 7.5 to play first half is 12-10 streaks. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Nice pass underneath. Ty Peachy to Mickey Rodriguez. Right block. Mickey goes up. Can't hit, but she's fouled by Meeks. So Mickey goes to the free throw line with two shots, and that'll be the sixth team foul now on the Eagles here in the first half. So the streaks will be at the line from here on out. The Illinois Fighting Illini on the verge of losing to Northwestern down Well, now they're only down three.
With 28 seconds left, 68-65.
So they've cut into it a little bit, but the Illini still down. First free throw from Mickey is up. That one bounces off short. Into the Dunlap lineup is Samantha Heffling, a 5'5 senior guard. She replaces Danielle Vick.
Don't worry, Dimitri McKamey with the turnover with 20 seconds left.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
Your senior leadership there. Second shot, no good. A couple of rare misses for Mickey. I guess she doesn't get to the line that often, though, either. Rebound to the Eagles, and they proceed to turn it over as the outlet pass goes off the hands of Haley Meeks out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench. So the Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court with Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Howard now on the floor for Galesburg, leading 12-10. Streaks boys in action tonight against Blue Island Eisenhower around 6:06 rather than 7:06 for the pregame at 6:30 scheduled tip-off tonight with Brad and Jim here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Should be a good game, too. Eisenhower runs the same style of play as Massey does here with the girls, so it should be an exciting game over at Thiel.
Right wing, Bailey Boyer fakes the three, now gets to Jessica Howard between the circles. Jess on the dribble, now gives out high left side to Paige Klink. Between the circles to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the dribble, now picks up and gets to Jess, right wing, fakes the three, drives right baseline, stops, leans in, shots a little short. Myra Diggins with the rebound, leans in up off the glass, short, and the rebound comes down to Orison for Dunlap. Orison looking for some help, trapped up there, finally dribbles out of trouble, and Patrick Garst calls a timeout. And we will take a timeout as well, sir, and actually it's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here, 12-10. 6:32 to play here in the first half. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for being one of our sponsors of Silver Streaks Basketball. They provide our transportation to all road games, and we're driving a very nice 2009 Nissan Rogue. Now, this was a car that was just traded in on a new 2011 Rogue, so somebody obviously likes the Rogue, and after driving this car a couple of times this week, very understandable. And they wanted to take advantage of the new 0% financing for 60 months on all of Nissan's best-selling vehicles. Well, now, once we're done with this Rogue this weekend, you can check it out next week that it's going to go through a 250-point inspection, become a certified pre-owned vehicle with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty from Nissan, which offers peace of mind and 24-hour-a-day roadside assistance free of charge, even if you just get stuck in the snow. And you can check out 75 other similar pre-owned vehicles online at GalesburgCars.com. So check them out, Galesburg Mercury, or Galesburg Nissan, excuse me. Lost that one. Galesburg Nissan just off the square, North Broad Street, downtown Galesburg. Shot up and no good by the Eagles, a rebound for Sadie Hamilton, got it to Bailey Boyer on the outlet. Bailey turned to take off and ran into one of the Dunlap players, and a travel was called. I thought maybe it was going to be a jump ball, but the Streaks turned it over.
9 turnovers out for the Streaks to 11 for Dunlap, so pretty even on the turnover battle right now.
Back in, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley inbound, knocked away.
Should be going to the Streaks that went off Orison last.
What are they saying? Nope, the official says no. I think the one official out near midcourt started to make the call that way, but then he let the closer official make the call, and he said it went off of the Streaks last. Now Jessica Lieber with a near steal on the inbound. Hobbs looking for some help, trapped up, now gets it to Orison, just left of the center circle. 6:06 to play first half, now Recker with it, drives down the right side of the lane. She traveled, no call, picks up, gets to Hobbs, top of the key, left baseline, it goes to Vic. Vic fires an 18-footer, no good, gets her own rebound on the left side, 10-footer is up and good.
She just needed to be a little closer, she was too far on that first one.
Now we are tied at 12, Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, right wing is short, rebound comes out to Meeks for Dunlap. Meeks across midcourt, left side. Gets to Recker out between the circles. Recker on the dribble, 5:41 to play first half. Right wing, this is Vic. Gets to Recker on the give and go. Recker lays it up off the glass and in. She's got 10, and Evan Massey calls a timeout, a 30-second timeout. 14-12 Dunlap, 5:34 to play here in the first quarter. The Illinois Fighting Illini, I'm sure they're wrapped up by now. See if we can get a final for you. Illinois at Northwestern. If they lost that one on national TV, that's more than somewhat embarrassing. Was 68-65 the final?
Checking right now.
Here,
68-65, 12 seconds left to go. Illinois has the ball, Bill Cole, on a steal. So
really?
Chance to tie it here with 12 seconds left to go.
We'll see. I bet on Dimitri McKamey turning it over again. That seems to be the norm.
It was a Michael Thompson turnover, actually. So juice for Northwestern at making sure that Illinois still has a shot.
5:34 to play here in the first quarter. Coach Evan Massey not happy with what the Streaks have done to start this second quarter. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, and Paige Klink on the floor for the Streaks. Left wing goes to Paige Klink, puts it on the floor, gives to Jessica Howard between the circles. Out high right side to Bailey Boyer, now to Jessica Howard on the left wing. She'll fire the three. That's off the mark, an air ball, but the rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Now falls off her hands, goes out of bounds, and the Eagles will bring it the length of the court.
No one really underneath there could get a handle on the ball. Sadie was trying to dribble it to get regain possession, couldn't do it. Then Paige tried. Just neither girl was able to get their hands on it.
And apparently Illinois went for two instead of three.
Michael Thompson fouled Dimitri.
Oh, he's
at the
him.
Free
okay.
throw line right
okay.
now. He hit both of them, it looks like.
This is Recker with it out between the circles on the dribble for Dunlap. 5 minutes to play first half. Pass on the left baseline goes to Meek. She'll fire the three-pointer. Bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Paige Klink. But down for Dunlap. She threw a pass to herself. No travel called. And Hobbs ends up with the basketball. She puts it up off the glass and in and make it a 16-12 Dunlap lead. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key for the Streaks. Now the ball stolen away by Hobbs. Hobbs down the right side. She'll lay it up off the glass, and she's got two quick baskets, her first two of the game, and make it 18-12. And Evan Massey's calling another 30-second timeout with 4:35 to play in the first half. And Dunlap out to their biggest lead of the game, 18-12. The biggest prior to that, they've been up 2-0 till this little quick run by the Eagles. The Streaks led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter, and Dunlap has gone on an 8-0 run to start the second quarter.
Yeah, actually a 12-0 total run. The Streaks were up 12-6 before they started this run, so the Streaks just have gone cold offensively. I like them going inside to Jamie Johnson, and I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go inside again a little bit more.
So Illinois now is down 70-67.
Yep. 9 seconds left to go. They had a foul. I think it was Juice Thompson went to the free throw line and hit them both.
Back in for the Streaks, Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Megan Young. 4:30 to play, first half, left wing, Mickey Rodriguez, top of the key, Megan Young. She'll fire the three from straight on, in and out, no good. That was right on target. Myra Diggins gets in there for the rebound. Her shot is blocked, and the ball is going to fall out of bounds. Streaks will get it back. That was strange on that rebound. The three Dunlap players just stood there and watched the ball, and Myra just snuck in and grabbed it, tried to get the shot up, but got fouled on it.
They probably couldn't believe that one popped back out, as that one was halfway down when it came back out.
Kevin checks in. She replaces Orison. 4:24 to play. 18-12 Dunlap here in the first half. Inbound comes to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Hands off to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble. Hands back off to Jessica Lieber, right wing. Now back to Ty. She'll bring it back out to the top of the key. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. Top of the key, it's Megan Young working against Kemen. Now gets to Ty Peachy out high on the right side near the right elbow. Now Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. Back to Ty. Three-pointer. Top of the key is way short and falls out of bounds. And Dunlap will bring up the length of the court as Paige Klink, Jessica Howard, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, and Jamie Johnson check back in for the Streaks.
Well, it doesn't look like Coach Carmody is going to let Illinois get a three off as they fouled right away again, sending yet another Illini to the line.
So now what do you make one and miss the next on purpose, try to get the rebound, or you just make you it, just, try to make it, and then foul right away?
Yeah, I think you foul right away and see what happens. Well, Dimitri missed the first one, so
wow.
He's going to have to miss this one.
Now this is on the right baseline. It goes to Samantha Heffling, who's in. Shot is up and no good, and the rebound comes down to Paige Klink for the Streaks. Paige on the dribble across midcourt, right of the center circle. Stops, and she'll fire the three from the right wing. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hobbs for Dunlap. Hobbs on the run with it now. Across midcourt, now swings it down to Recker. Stops in the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer, banks it in from nearly straight on. Alyssa Recker with 12, and make it 20-12 Dunlap. With 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Jamie Johnson between the circles to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Back to Jamie out high left side. Streaks, not much movement on offense
at
this point.
No, not at all.
Rainey Sibley left wing to Jessica Howard. Top of the key out high right side to Paige Klink. Now swing it to Jessica Howard on the left wing. Jess dribbles to the top of the key and gives to Paige Klink. Paige dribbles right into traffic. Now picks up. Gets to Jamie Johnson. Right baseline. Three-pointer away. That's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Brianna Flynn. For Dunlap. 3 minutes to play. Now a steal by Jessica Howard on the outlet. Got it up off the glass. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound and got knocked to the floor on the rebound by Kemen. Nice job by Jess to get back and steal that outlet pass. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she'll go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. Kemen's second foul. 17 foul now on the Eagles. So Jessica Howard has yet to score in this game. And she's at the free throw line with a chance at one and bonus, says Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton check back in for the Streaks.
Well, let's see if they can break the big-time 14-0 run right now.
So the Illini lose 71-70, had a shot at a three at the end and then missed that. So you're only down one. Why did you need the three at that point then? But I guess if that's all they had time to get up, we'll see. First free throw is up and good for Jessica Howard. She'll get the bonus. Her first point of the ball game comes at the 2:59 mark of the second quarter. She hits the second one as well and make it 20-14 as Jessica Lieber comes in and replaces Jessica Howard.
Well, actually what happened was they were down four. Brandon Paul hit a three with 3 seconds left, and then I think okay. Northwestern must have gotten the ball in bounds. And
this is on the dribble, it is Flynn with it. Gets it across midcourt. Open under the basket was Vic. She couldn't hit the easy shot. Rebound comes down to Myra Diggins. Now Mickey Rodriguez to Bailey Boyer. Back to Mickey. She'll stop on the left wing. Gets to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Nobody guarding Sadie. She dribbles down the right side of the lane. Leans in, up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Sadie.
Good recognition by Sadie. She was going to reverse that ball around, saw nobody was guarding her, took it right to the 10.
Now Myra Diggins stole the inbound pass from Hobbs, but as she went up to put what was thought to be an easy two, Hobbs got there and blocked it. Now on the other end, Vic puts up the shot, and Sadie Hamilton blocks it away. Now Bailey Boyer has it for the Streaks. 20-16 Dunlap, 2:18 to play first half. Sadie Hamilton gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Wide open three, left wing, bounces off long. Rebound on the weak side, off the hands of Sadie Hamilton, and she saves it inbounds. Jessica Lieber with it on the right baseline outside the three-point arc, and her pass is stolen away by Recker, and a foul called on Bailey Boyer as she reached in on Recker after the turnover. That's the first foul on Bailey, 13 foul on the Streaks.
Yeah, some quick back-and-forth action right there. Unfortunately for Myra, she tried to put that shot off a little soft, and Hobbs has some hops to her. She got up there and swatted that one all the way back out to Orson near the volleyball spike line.
Yeah, and she's one, I think it was a long jump she went to state, and maybe longer triple, something like that. I know she's a very good athlete. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Bad pass down on the left baseline from Meeks trying to get it to Flynn and overthrew her again. Another Dunlap turnover with 1:58 to play in the half, and the Eagles leading 20-16. Ty Peachy across midcourt with it. She's in there with Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, and Ray Sibley. Jamie Johnson left wing on the dribble, picks up, gives to Emma Junk, top of the key, right wing to Ty Peachy. Give and go. It's Jamie Johnson in the lane, stops, fakes, up off the glass on the right side, and got it.
That's been open all day. They need to keep going back to Jamie inside the lane. Nobody's kept following her when she cuts through.
Now Hobbs stops in the lane, pulls up with a 12-footer, bounces, and finally falls through. She's got six all here in the second quarter, make it 22-18. Dunlap, Rainey Sibley left wing. Had the open three, didn't take it, gave to Jamie Johnson. Jamie drives into the paint, splits the defenders, up off the glass, and got it. Another good move by Jamie. She's got eight, make it 22-20. Dunlap with 1:17 to play. And now a timeout called by Patrick Garst. Nice defense by the Streaks on the full court pressure. A 30-second timeout, 1:14 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 22-20. The Streaks starting to pick up the intensity a little bit defensively, and that's also converting over to the offensive end of the floor.
Well, and you know, the other thing is I think the Streaks are finally realizing that there's over-pursuit by the Eagles on the three-point arc, and we've seen them recognize that before. Moline game, for instance, the first UT game, and the Streaks then have now started to go inside more, and I think that's what they're going to find is the opening right now, because a lot of the Eagle players are flying out to the three-point line, and if you do some back cuts and back screens, it's going to really open up the inside, as we've seen Jamie Johnson's taking advantage of. She's got 6 points inside the arc.
1:14 to play in the backcourt. It comes to Recker on the inbound. Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer in for the Streaks. Long downcourt pass to Flynn on the left block. Her pass is knocked away in the paint and picked up on the right baseline by Meeks. Back out to Recker out high on the right side. Back to Meeks, right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Hobbs. Down left wing, it goes to Flynn. She's going to fire the three-pointer. It's way short. Rebound tipped out. Jessica Lieber has it for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Gets to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. She'll drive baseline and just got shoved going baseline. That was not a good move by Kedron Orison. Just gave her a forearm shiver, and that's going to put Bailey Boyer at the free throw line for the chance of the one and bonus.
And it's two fouls now on Orison, 8 on the Eagles.
Yeah, that, I'm not really sure what she was doing. She absolutely got beat. There was nothing she could do at that point. And it wasn't like Bailey was going to have a wide-open shot there because I think it was Flynn standing under the basket waiting for her. But nonetheless, Bailey Boyer goes to the free throw line with a chance to tie it up with 46.9 to play here in the first half. First shot is up. That's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hobbs for Dunlap. Back in, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson in there with Bailey Boyer. This is Recker. Nice pass to the left baseline to Vick. Now gets it out to Hobbs out high on the left side. Hobbs on the dribble, brings it out near the center circle with 33 seconds to play. Now top of the key, Kemen. Back to Hobbs out high left side on the dribble with 28 seconds to play. Runs down the right side of the lane. Gets past the Streaks defense, lays it up and good. 8 points for Hobbs all in the second quarter. And it's 24-20 Dunlap with 20 seconds to play in the half.
Somebody needs to step in front of her there when she's coming down the lane. She would have been able to pick up a charge.
Megan Young, three from straight on, is good. That's her first basket of the ballgame. Make it 24-23, 8 seconds to play, and it comes to Recker. Recker on the dribble with five still in the backcourt. Gets it across midcourt with 2 seconds to play. Stops on the right wing, traveled. Yeah, Streaks should still have a shot. Well, it's going to be point three
left. I don't know if there's going to be enough time to get the realistically, point four, I think, is about as much time as you can have and still get a normal shot off.
Jamie Johnson inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. She'll throw it down court, and, well, nobody was down there for
it. Oh, that was a terrible play right there because now they're going to get the ball back right on the sideline.
That's true. Yeah, but Streaks didn't have anybody under the basket. That's where Jamie threw it
to. Well, there was a miscommunication. I think she thought that Megan was going to go deep, and nobody ran deep.
So now Dunlap has it with .3 to play. Hobbs will inbound from just in front of the Galesburg bench.
Jamie going to play defense on one of the players, Danielle Vick, coming out of the game.
And it comes to Nickting, fires from on top of the three-point arc. It's an air ball, but we have played one half of basketball. It is a tight one. After two quarters, the score, Dunlap 24, Galesburg 23. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. We'll run down our halftime stats, talk about this one, run down the upcoming schedule as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Has your bank done away with free checking? Are you wanting to change banks? At F&M Bank, our free checking account is alive and well. I'm Joseph Riley, personal banker at F&M Bank. If you're ready to switch banks, just give us the word. We'll do the rest and make your banking experience as convenient as possible. F&M will even replace your current checks for free. Stop by and experience banking the way it should be. Extraordinary.
Your community. Your money. Your hometown bank. F&M Bank. Member FDIC.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball at WGI is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button.
I can use money.
Lois Stiegel of Galesburg won $100. Jim Condon of Galesburg picked up $20.
and Patty Kelly of Monmouth won $100.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at Hungry Hobo on North Henderson, Galesburg Toyota Honda, in front of Sandberg Mall, or Ryan Smith's Carpet and Furniture Gallery, corner of Main and Henderson in Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com. WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back here at Dunlap High School, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Eagles 24-23. Streaks led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. The Eagles had gone on a 12-0 run between the end of the first quarter and start of that second quarter, but Galesburg picking up the intensity a little bit in that second quarter and now trail 24-23. I guess the big difference when we get to the stats is scoring-wise, even though the Streaks haven't scored a lot of points, it's been spread around as far as Dunlap. Two players have scored 20 of their 20 points, and hopefully with the pace of the game, you're going to see them possibly get tired out throughout, because they are also coming off of a game last night, a conference game against Washington, where they had a 15-point win. Glad to have you. Galesburg, this is Healthcare. Got a shout out to Galesburg senior guard Jessica Howard's family listening here on the. Also on WGIL.com, some family that's far away getting a chance to listen. Jessica, only 2 points in the first half on a couple of free throws, but I'm sure we'll get a chance to get her on track in that second half. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg sophomores a winner here this afternoon. 58-41 was the final in that game. Galesburg guy boys lost a tough one to a very good Rock Island team at the Rock Garden last night. 72-53 was the final in that one. They are back in action tonight. They will take on Blue Island Eisenhower. Should be an interesting one at John Thiel Gym, as you're going to see Eisenhower running the same system as the Galesburg High girls run. They're going to throw up a lot of threes. They're going to full court pressure the entire game and run. And that'll be tonight. And it's a little bit earlier start. 6:30 scheduled tip off. So the sophomore game scheduled to start at 5. So Brad and Jim will take the air around 6:06 tonight with a 6:30 scheduled tip-off. You can hear it right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Illinois Fighting Illini lost to Northwestern on national TV, nonetheless, 71-70 up at Welsh Ryan Arena today. I think we're looking at NIT bid for the second year in a row for Illinois, from what should be an NCAA team, a team that has the ability that they could make a deep run in the postseason if they were playing to their potential, but kind of not seeing that from that group this year.
No, and unfortunately, you're right, because that is a team that's very talented. They're one of those teams that plays to level their competition, and
yeah.
We've seen them. They played well against Michigan State. They beat, which is no longer as big of a win as you
right.
would have thought it was. Ohio State, they played with till the very end. But then they've also lost games to now Penn State, Northwestern,
Indiana,
lower tier teams that, you know, you've got to pull off wins, UIC.
Yeah, that UIC game, another one, yeah. So, anyway, but, well, the Illini will be back at it on Thursday night. They'll be up at Minnesota, and that will actually pick up that game following the game between the Street Girls and Moline. That's going to be a big one coming up Thursday night. John Thiel Gymnasium for the Western Big Six Championship. The Streaks 7-2 in the conference. The Maroons 7-2 in the conference, and probably not a whole lot of people would have thought that would be the case the last week of the regular season. A lot of people thought UT was the odds-on favorite. Some people with Rock Island. Some people even with Moline. But the Maroons and Streaks playing for that Western Big Six Championship hope to get a huge crowd there. It'll be senior night at John Thiel Gym, hoping to get a nice big crowd to support these young ladies. They've had an outstanding season there, and I'll tell you what, if you haven't had a chance to watch this team, they're so fun to watch. They're a good group of girls. They play really hard. I mean, these are girls that go all out when they're on the floor, do everything their coaches ask them to do, and they're really a joy to watch, and you'll get your final chance at John Thiel Gym coming up on Thursday night, and hopefully a team coming in at 24-5 after today.
Yeah, and hopefully, like you said, it's going to be a good chance for the community to get involved and get behind this team. This is a team, as you said, that has played so well. They play so hard, and you would like to see them get an opportunity to play in front of the big crowd one last time. It is a big game. It means something. It's for the conference against Moline, who's won the conference each of the last, I believe, two, 3 years, and – So, you know, this is an opportunity to really support these girls and give them an opportunity to show Galesburg good.
Then, of course, after that, it's into regional play. The regional up at Geneseo, the Streaks will actually, who got the 2 seed, will actually take on the host Maple Leafs on Tuesday night the following week. And that'll be that'll follow, actually, the game between Rock Island, who got the 1 seed, and they'll take on the winner of the Dixon-Sterling game, which will happen Monday night. And don't be surprised, Sterling with a 4 seed, don't be surprised to see that Sterling Golden Warriors team in the in that regional championship. They're a team that's beaten Moline this year. They beat DeKalb last weekend. DeKalb ranked, I think, 8th in Class 4A. So Sterling, a very good team. Geneseo, a very good team. Not going to be a cakewalk for any of the teams in that region. We'll take a timeout, come back, and look at our halftime stats. It's Dunlap 24, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast for this afternoon, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow, not as cold, a low 22. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance for snow, a high 32. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a 40% chance of snow, lows around 20. On Monday, cloudy, a 40% chance for snow and a high of 23. Tuesday, cloudy, highs around 13. Right now, it's 29.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Streaks led by Jamie Johns with 8 points. Nobody else with more than four. 12 for Alyssa Recker for Dunlap. 8 for Lexi Hobbs.
Well, turnover battle pretty much even. 15 for the Dunlap Eagles, 11 for the Streaks. Rebounding, again, even 23-21 in favor of the Streaks. Streaks do have 13 offensive rebounds, only 5 for the Eagles. Streaks shooting it from the floor, 22%, only 13% from 3, 3 of 24, 43% for Dunlap, but they have not been to the free throw line. So the number's pretty even all over the board, and that's why at halftime we're losing by 1 point.
Dunlap with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks bring out their starting five, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, and Ty Peachy. This is Nickting with it on the left baseline, puts it on the floor, now picks up, gives to Hobbs left baseline outside the three-point arc. She'll bring it out to the wing, pick up, give out right of the center circle to Recker. Nearly traveled with it, now splits the defenders, and a block foul call.
Yeah, we're going to get a touch foul here.
Is it Megan? No, they call it Jessica Howard. Now, that, you know, this is stuff that was... they were letting go in the first half.
I mean, right.
That's why I'm just kind of surprised he even blew the whistle on that, because she was able to break through with no problem and had actually taken a dribble after she broke through the trap. And Jessica Howard picks up her first foul, first team foul on the Streaks. Now a near steal by Ty Peachy as Orison took the inbound, tried to get it right back to Hobbs. Ty Peachy got in there, knocked it away, not able to reel it in.
Well, though. She had to. Her momentum was taking her into the backcourt, and she caught the ball on the front court side of the half court line.
Recker with it in the backcourt, picks it up. Ball knocked away by Megan Young, goes out of bounds, and it goes back to the Eagles once again at midcourt. This time Hobbs will inbound. And they're actually in the backcourt this time inbounding. And it comes to Recker.
The Streaks have slowly pushed them farther and farther back here.
Recker across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Now goes down the right side lane and ran right into Jamie Johnson. Lost the ball. Ty Peachy rips it away, but they're going to call a jump ball. And the Streaks have it on the alternate possession. Nice job by Jamie Johnson. Kept her position. Didn't let Recker kind of try to get up and around her in the air like she and Hobbs had both done in the first half.
One of the things I've never understood is why they don't call charges when the player doesn't fall down. Like, Jamie could have taken a flop there, and it would probably gotten called for a charge. But because she didn't fall backwards, she did not get the charge.
Yeah, ball. I mean, it was the same contact. You're exactly right. Ty Peachy out high right side. Swing it to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing, and a three-second call. We've seen that, what, four times this season? We've had games where people were camped in the lane and they wouldn't call it. And I'm not even sure who was in there. I didn't see that.
I think it was Megan. She was kind of rotating in and out. I didn't think she had been in it for 3 seconds, though.
In for the streak, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard stays on the floor as well. This is Hobbs in the backcourt to Recker. She'll get it across right of the center circle. Now at the left of the free throw line, it's Nickting. Back to Hobbs, now Nickting, left wing, travel with it, drives left baseline, shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Ball goes to the floor, and Myra Diggins able to pick it up. Gives to Paige Klink. Paige looks for some help, now puts it on the floor, gets across midcourt, a reach, should have been a reaching call on Hobbs. Oh, they're going to give the ball to Dunlap.
Wow.
Boy, Hobbs not only bumped and reached in on Paige Klink, she's the one that knocked the ball out of bounds, but they give the ball to Dunlap.
Well, and I don't think that official was in good vantage point. I think that's what Coach Massey's telling the official on the backside. You're the one that had the best look at it.
This is Recker. Runs it down the middle of the paint. Gets to Nickting on the left block. She can't hit the easy two. Rebound tie-up. And it's going to go back to Dunlap, Sadie Hamilton, and Nickting, both with their hands on the ball. And the Eagles will have it on their own left baseline.
Nickting had 9.7 rebounds against the Streaks last year. She has not scored yet and has one board. Inbound boards.
Comes to Hobbs at the free throw line. 15-footer, no good. Rebound falls to the floor. Hobbs picks it up. Now it's Nickting on the left baseline. Hands off to Recker. She brings it out to the left wing. Picks up the dribble. Back to Nickting. She'll drive baseline. Puts up a kind of a strange running shot. Can't hit. It's an air ball, but Hobbs wide open on the weak side. Grabs it, puts it up and in. She's got 10 and make it 26-23. Quickly back the other way. Myra Diggins gets to Paige Klink. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, and now a bump call. Thank you very much.
That's
She's
her third.
Going to go against Recker, isn't it?
Yep, that's her third.
Nice job by Sadie Hamilton. Gave a little bit of a fake, not the dramatic head fake she usually gives from the top of the key that time before she drove. 6:06 to play here in the third quarter, 26-23, Dunlap.
They're saying that's only her second, so either we attribute one to her or they're missing one.
Well, both times they indicated she was the only one near the play on those first two they called, and actually bumped Jamie Johnson right there, didn't get the call. Now Jessica Lever, three-pointer right wing is good. First basket for Jessica in the ballgame. She heated up in the second half against Alleman the other night, and we are tied at 26. This is Recker, three-on-one break. Drives down the right side, pass into the hands of Orson, traveled, but a foul's going to be called. Who's that going to be on? I didn't think anybody was there when she put the shot up. Jamie Johnson got called for the foul. That's her
on the shot?
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Because she had already caught the rebound by the time the – Okay, well, I'll take that off the board.
And that's what I thought she had traveled when she brought the rebound down. But nonetheless, Orison at the free throw line. She makes the first. She's got 3 points. That is the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. First foul on Jamie Johnson, 5:48 to play third quarter, 27-26 Dunlap. Kedron Orison, second shot is up. This one is good as well. And back to a two-point lead now for the Eagles, 28-26. Ty Peachy to Jamie Johnson. Rainey Sibley also in there along with Jessica Lieber and Megan Young. Ty with it out high. Now between the circles, picks up, gives to Jamie Johnson, high post left side. Now to Rainey Sibley. She'll fire a three out high left side. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped away by Megan Young, but Orson able to reel it in and gives to Hobbs. Hobbs on the dribble in the backcourt, gives to Nickting. Nickting puts it on the floor. Now gives to Recker, left of the center circle. Recker on the dribble. Drives right, gives to Hobbs, right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer, short. Rebound on the weak side to Ty Peachy. Ty did a nice job blocking out Orson that time. Now Jessica Lieber on the right wing with it. Picks up her dribble and got called for the travel. I didn't see it. I don't know.
I actually have a bar right in my way. She was perfectly hidden, so I didn't see the play at all.
Well, the Streaks turn it over with 5:09 to play in the third, trailing 28-26. Back in, Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Emma Junk. Hobbs inbound from in front of the Streak bench. Gives to Recker. She dribbles under the Dunlap, under the Streaks basket. Now brings it across, drives into the paint, kicks out on the right wing to Heffling, who's in for Dunlap. Now Heffling has it out on the right side. It's strange trying to see. Heffling is number 20. It looks strange because in the middle of the zero, they have some kind of like dot or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. Now a near steal by Sadie Hamilton, but Recker able to get it back. Sadie blocks her shot. Orson down with the rebound. She puts it up and in, but Beatty Boyer there and committed a foul. That's her second. So Orson gets it up and in and has a chance at the traditional three-point play. It's now 30-26 Dunlap, 4:44 to play third quarter. Nice job by Sadie Hamilton initially on the block, but Orson able to pull down the rebound, puts it up, and draws the contact.
Streaks just have not been able to get in any kind of offensive flow where they've been able to hit a bunch of shots. Let's see as we go forward if they start going inside more, which I think that's where they can really take advantage of this team.
Free throw no good. Emma Junk with a rebound. Now Sadie Hamilton has the top of the key, drives down the right side of the lane, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound, turns, puts it up, and got it. Nice play by Sadie Hamilton. The first shot probably wasn't the best choice, but did a nice job getting in there, getting the rebound, and puts it in. Now Jessica Howard gets called for a reach. And that'll be her second foul. As Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, and Myra Diggins check in for the Streaks. 4:26 to play in the third, 30-28 Dunlap. Back in for the Eagles, Danielle Vick replacing Samantha Heffling.
Four Streaks fouls now to one for the Eagles in the second half.
And it comes to Recker in the backcourt. Traveled, no call again. Now Hobbs down court, wide open as Vick runs it down the right side, lays it up and got it.
Streaks weren't able to get back fast enough there. They got let two players get behind their defense.
Ty Peachy across midcourt right side on the dribble. Gets to Jessica Lieber, right baseline. Fires a three. Got another one.
She heated up again.
There's two for Jessica Lieber. Make it 32-31. Near steal by Ty Peachy. Oh, and the official started to point and give it to the Streaks. And then he changed his mind and pointed toward Dunlap. He's asking the other official.
Well, I think Coach Massey's mad because he thought that Ty got pushed down going for that ball.
So Dunlap will inbound from just in front of the Streaks bench on the near side of the floor. It'll be Recker. And it comes a steal by Myra Diggins. They tried to get it to Hobbs. Myra there for the steal. Streaks with a chance to take the lead. Left baseline. Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer. Off the back iron, no. Myra down with the rebound. Kicks it out to Mickey, top of the key. Nope, yep, Myra traveled with it. I didn't think they were going to call it. It was a late whistle. By the time the whistle blew, Myra had already gotten the pass out to Mickey at the top of the key. But, yeah, when Myra came down with the rebound, she did shuffle the feet a little bit. She kind of lost her balance on the way down.
Good job by Myra, though. She's really had a nose to the ball today. Seven rebounds, including five offensive rebounds.
In for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Paige Plink, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, and Jessica Howard. Inbound comes to Recker. Carried it, no call. Now gives to Hobbs. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Nice job by Rainey Sibley cutting her off. Now she's trapped in the corner and had to throw it off the leg of Rainey Sibley. Nice job by Rainey and Emma Junk on the trap.
Yeah, right there, if Jessica Howard had seen the ball and not just face-guarded her girl, they threw the ball right over her head, she would have been able to get an easy steal.
Oh, a near steal by Rainey Sibley on the inbound. Ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Don't tell me you're going to call a foul. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's either that or it should either be a travel or jump ball here. Because a great job by Rainey Sibley. She was able to knock that ball away from Recker. They both dove for the ball, got their hands on the ball. And that's the appropriate call. They're going to call the travel, which preserves the arrow for the Streaks as well.
I think that official had to be talked into that because he was going to call a foul on Rainey Sibley, which there's no way there should be a foul either way on that. It was equal contact, both of them diving after the ball.
Yeah, a great hustle play by Rainey after she knocked that ball away to get back into the play.
Give and go. Paige Klink, Jamie Johnson up off the glass. Got it, and she was fouled. Nice job. It was Jamie to Paige on the right wing. Jamie cut to the basket, laid it up on the right side, got it. The foul goes against Brianna Flynn. That'll be her first. So Jamie Johnson, her first basket of the second half. She's got 10 points. Chance of the three-point play. The Streaks take the lead for the first time
since it was 12-10 at the end of the first quarter.
Now they're up 33-32 with 3:32 to play. Foul on number 32. All kind of threes and twos up there on the board right now.
Last week at Bloomington, we had a palindrome score, and I had to explain to Wyman what a palindrome score meant.
Really? Mr. College Professor, you had to explain that to him?
He thought it was some kind of newfangled thing.
A near steal on the inbound. Jessica Howard able to knock it away, and the Eagles will trigger and bring the length of the court again. Paige Klink, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk in for the Streaks. As the free throw was good, 34-32, Galesburg. Recker on the dribble, still in the backcourt, now gets it across right of the center circle. Goes all the way down to the right baseline, now pulls it back out, picks up, gets it on the block to Kimmon. She turns around, puts it off the glass, can't hit, rebound off the hands of Jessica Howard. It was Kimmon that brought it back down. She put it up, missed again, and this time it comes down to Nickting, and they're going to say she got fouled on the floor on the rebound. And, that goes against Jessica Howard, too. That's her third foul. Yeah, she's going to the free throw line. He said, "Yeah, that's on the floor." So they're gonna inbound from the left baseline. The foul was actually on the rebound, not on the putback.
Well, Jessica's gonna come off the floor now, which is probably a good idea. Three fouls. There's 3:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Give her some time on the bench so she's good for the fourth quarter.
Recker on the inbound, drives into the paint. A runner is up, but she got bumped by Sadie on the way up. Sadie got a hand on the ball, but got her with a body on the way up.
She brought that arm down, and you've talked about it before. Once you bring that arm down, if there's any contact, it makes it way more obvious. But Sadie has 5 blocks in the game, so I'm sure she was thinking, I'd love number 6 right here.
And that's just her first personal foul. Recker at the free throw line, first shot is up. And bounces and finally falls off. Recker with 12 points in the game, hasn't scored yet in the second half. 3:11 to play, 34-32 streaks. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up tonight around 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip-off. The Streaks hosting Blue Island Eisenhower. Brad and Jim will have that action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Second shot is up, and that's good. And what is going on here?
Well, one official had blown the whistle. I don't know what for, and then they let the Streaks bring the ball up the floor, and I think that's what they're talking about right now.
Yeah.
There was either an inadvertent whistle or
– see, I don't know if he thought Patrick Garst was calling a timeout or what, but there's one official that has not in the game.
No.
And he's the one that's been making most of the bad calls. And I think that's what the other officials are telling Coach Massey right now. Hey, it wasn't us. It was him.
Well, Coach Massey wants an explanation because they were starting their offense time they actually stopped play.
So Sadie Hamilton has now, gets to Myra Diggins, now right wing, it's Bailey Boyer. She fires a wide open three, off the back iron, no rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie on the right block, leans in, got between the defenders, got it up and good. Nice move by Sadie Hamilton. She's got 8 and make it 36-33. Streaks with a lead. Inbound to Recker. Recker nearly carried it again, gets it to Hobbs. Hobbs across midcourt right side, runs all the way down to the baseline, and her pass is knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Yeah, that's going to be Streaks' ball. The pass was knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Dick could have let it fall out of bounds. Instead, she tried to grab it, and it fell out, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
I don't know. I think Vic actually thought it already hit out of bounds because she got the ball and then stepped out of bounds. If she would have, like you said, if she would have just let it go, it would have been an easy out of bounds call. And now Coach Massey being talked to by the official about something going on the bench, and the official asking for them to calm down. I don't know if what the issue is here.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So now he's appealing to the lead official, whoever is being talked about. Let's hope that Coach Massey doesn't end up with a T here, because this official just continually is talking to Coach Massey. I'm not sure about what.
I have no idea. I have no idea. And this was not the official that hasn't been in the game either. This is one of them that's been doing a decent job throughout, so I really have no idea. Jamie Johnson, long three-pointer from the left side, is short. Rebound comes out long to Kemen. Jamie probably a little bit out of a range on that one, but was wide open on it. Recker with it in the backcourt, gets it across now to Vic. She traveled, no call. Now to Nickding, right wing, drives in, puts a shot up too hard. Rebound to Megan Young. Outlet to Ty Peachy. Streaks on the run. Streaks with numbers. Ty on the dribble, left side, picks up. Now gives to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, hands it back off to Ty. Ty dribbles right down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, got knocked to the floor,
lots
no call.
Contact.
And now Emma Junk tried to get the rebound, and she got knocked down. The ball's going to go to Dunlap. Wow. Well, I thought the other two officials were in it more than this one, but now I'm not sure.
Ty slammed right into Nick Ting, Kemen. Kemen, and then the ball went up, and then it looked like it went out off the Eagles.
And the inbound actually handed off. Hobbs had a hold of the ball with Nickting. She handed it to her. And
that could have been out of bounds.
Now Hobbs has it down on the right baseline. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter, 36-33 streaks. Cross-court pass, Nickting left wing. She traveled. There you go. Thank you. That's I don't know how many times that she hadn't been called for. Finally, the official that wasn't in the game earlier has now made that call.
And now we're going to get a timeout from Pat Garst, I think. Nope, I guess not.
I think part of what the one official was saying, that our 5 girls who were getting up to check in, I'm not sure if it had something to do with that. I really don't know of when they were getting up or when they were coming in.
Well, which is an odd thing, because technically you're supposed to check in before the stoppage of the play.
Yeah, so I can't figure that out. So now Bailey Boyer, right wing, fires a three. It bounces off no. Orson down with the rebound, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. It'll go back to the Eagles. Bailey in there with Sadie, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, and Myra Diggins. 1:36 to play here in the third quarter, 36-33 streaks. Galesburg was down 24-23 at the half. Hobbs to inbound. Near steal by Jessica Howard on the inbound, and it comes to Haley across midcourt right side. Picks up her dribble now out high, looks for help, gets to Hobbs right of the center circle. Hobbs trapped up, dribbles to the corner, looking for help now, picked it up and swings it over left of the center circle to Vic. Now back to Hobbs right side, and she traveled, no call. Right baseline goes to Meeks, back to Hobbs out on the right wing. She'll drive into the paint, pulls up with the 8-footer and got it. She's got 12.
Hobbs has pretty nice touch once she gets inside the lane. She's hit a couple of those floaters that just falling straight down.
Now Sadie Hamilton fakes, tap of the key, drives down the right side, got it and put it up and in. And that was a nice one. Sadie just a little bit of a fake, had two defenders running out at her, took advantage, went right to the basket. She's got six in the quarter. Now a 5-second call finally, and the Streaks fans with the sarcastic applause, yeah, because there's been several other times they thought we should get a five call, and we finally gotten one with 55.5 to play in the third. Galesburg now up 38-35. Back in, Nikki Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy. Ty with it, top of the key. Now swings it to Mickey, right wing, three-pointer is up, bounces in and out, no good. And, oh my goodness, Ty Peachy got knocked to the floor on the rebound and got called for the foul. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because Nick King definitely brought her arm down and hit her in the face.
Yeah, knocked, and I mean, Ty was behind her. Nick King reached back and knocked her down, and Ty got called for the foul, and that puts the Streaks over the limit. 17 foul on the Streaks, two on Dunlap here in the second half. So we'll walk it back this way. Second foul on Ty. Wow, I have no idea where that came from when Ty went to Ty went flying to the floor. I thought for sure that was the call because it would look pretty obvious.
Yeah, because Kevin brought that arm down straight into her face when she was going for the rebound. It looked like Ty had pretty good position.
So Kevin goes to the free throw line. She hasn't scored in the game. 48.3 to play third quarter. Shot is just barely draws iron, and Jamie Johnson gets to the rebound. 45 seconds to play. Left baseline, Mickey Rodriguez with it. Gives to Jamie Johnson, left wing. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Hobbs with the rebound. Hobbs on the run. Dunlap with numbers, three on two. Gets it to Kevin, runs it down the left side, leans in up off the glass, and bounces through and gets her first points of the ball game. Make it 38-37 Streaks, 27 seconds to play in the third. Ty Peachy stopped at the top of the key, now left wing. Mickey Rodriguez picks up, gives to Jamie Johnson out high left side, 20 seconds to play. Now Megan Young, top of the key, right wing. Ty Peachy, give and go. Jamie Johnson wide open under the basket, laid up, got fouled, put it in, and I'm not even sure who got her. Somebody was standing nearby. I don't know what they did to get the foul.
Yeah, it didn't look like
there was Orison. Orison got called. I don't know if she like reached out and pushed her like she did down here, and it was.
Didn't look like there was that much contact at all. No. But the Streaks will take the foul here. Here's an interesting statistic for you right now. Jamie Johnson's 5 for 5 from inside the arc, all pretty much in the lane, but she's 0 for 6 from distance. I think she needs to just keep taking it in there.
Yeah,
and she's been fouled 3 times now, and gotten free throws out of it.
And that's actually the third on Orison now, 13 foul on Dunlap. So Jamie with a chance at the three-point play, make it 40-37 Streaks now. Nope, shot short. Paige Klink with the rebound. Goes off her fingertips, though, and Hobbs able to run it down. 11 seconds to play. Hobbs with 10 across midcourt with 9, now with 8. Gives to Recker, right wing with 6. Recker drives in. Hobbs open under the basket, turns up off the glass. Got it with 3 seconds to play.
And same official's going to call
it
a touch foul down here.
There was nobody near her. She had a wide open shot. Who'd she call it? Called it on Ty Peachy. A blocking foul.
Well, that's the same thing he did over here on Orison. Called a blocking foul on Orison while she was just kind of underneath the basket. And Ty's going to get the reciprocal foul here.
That is unbelievable. 2.6 to play. I mean, the Streaks were ready to inbound, and he blew the whistle after a wide open shot for Hobbs. Free throw is missed, fortunately. Megan Young with a rebound, 1 second to play. Three-quarter court shot from Ty Peachy is off the iron. That one nearly fell. But we have played three quarters. The Streaks with a lead. It's Galesburg 40, Dunlap 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. It's your chance to sing. Rehearsals for Choral Dynamics' next show, Destination USA, begin Sunday, February 13th at the Knox Agri Center, beginning at 7. Singers of every skill level are encouraged to join. Get more details at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The Galesburg High School boys basketball team returns to Thiel Gymnasium tonight to take on Blue Island Eisenhower. Our pregame show starts at 6:06 with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks with a basketball to start the fourth quarter. They bring out Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, and Megan Young. Dunlap back in a 2-3 zone now. Ty with it on the dribble. Gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. 40-39 streaks. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along this afternoon. Now Mickey Rodriguez, left wing, gets to Jamie Johnson. Out high right side, Ty Peachy, right wing. It goes to Jessica Howard. And I think Dunlap more cognizant now of all those backdoor plays the Streaks have been getting. Ball knocked away by Recker into the backcourt. Now bumps Jamie Johnson, no call. Now she hacks her again. Oh, are you kidding me?
Wow.
The official, right in front of the official, literally at midcourt, Jamie Johnson got fouled twice. And the ball got knocked out of bounds. Apparently went off Jamie, but it got knocked out because she got hacked across the arms by Recker right in front of the official, and the ball goes to Dunlap.
Well, you saw some frustration in the face of Jamie Johnson, which you rarely see. She looked at the official and was kind of like, what? How is that out on me?
Yeah, and how is there not a foul? Now the ball gets kicked away by Ty Peachy. Goes out of bounds, and 7-10 to play in the ball game. Bailey Boyer, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton check in. They'll be in there with Jessica Howard. 40-39 streaks. Record inbound from the left baseline. Also checking in for Dunlap, Samantha Heffling. She'll replace Vic.
I do want to know why there's a dot inside her zeros.
It makes it look like it's a 26 almost from where we're sitting.
or a 28
at glance. Yeah, Recker, three-pointer left baseline is up and good. First three-pointer of the ball game for Dunlap, and they take the lead 42-40. Sadie Hamilton with it out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Left baseline, Paige Klink. Wide open three for Paige. Bounces out and in. It bounced high. I thought it was going to fall off, but it fell through, and the Streaks retake the lead 43-42.
Six threes now.
First three of the first points of the ball game for Paige Klink. Now left baseline, three-pointer fired up by Heffling, and she can't hit. Rebound comes down to Jessica Howard. Gets pushed from behind by Heffling. And that's just the fourth team foul now on Dunlap with 6:35 to play in the game. The Streaks sitting at 8. So Heffling picks up the foul. Streaks will bring it to the length of the court. Back in for Galesburg. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, and Jessica Lieber.
Well, there's definitely a reason why Heffling's coming out here. I don't think that Coach Garst really wanted that three in that situation. Yeah. You're not a three-point shooting team. Granted, you just got one put in by Recker, but you've got to stay with what got you there, and the penetration's worked real well for the Eagles.
Jessica Lieber, left wing, three-pointer is good, and that one was contested. That is three in the ballgame, all in the second half for Jessica Lieber, make it 46-42. Yeah, and I'm thinking Heffling, he may not have minded if the three came from Recker again or Hobbs, but Heffling had no business firing that one up. And Patrick Garst calls the timeout as Dunlap was having trouble getting it up court. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:08 to play. Galesburg 46, Dunlap 42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
WGIL congratulates recent button winner Shirley Banks of Galesburg, who picked up $40 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
6:08 to play in the ball game. Galesburg leading Dunlap 46-42. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streak Road games. Driving a 2009 Nissan Rogue. And this is one of 75 similar pre-owned vehicles. You can check them out online at GalesburgCars.com or stop by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street. And, boy, they got to right now also on the 2011, 0% financing for 60 months. And a foul got called on the inbound. Who did they call?
Megan? Jessica Lieber. They got her with the bump. I again, another touch foul. We've kind of gone back and forth on what kind of calls we're going to make in this game.
And that is 9 team fouls on the Streaks here in the second half. So at the free throw line is Jamie Nichting. Nichting, a 6-foot junior. First shot in and out, no good. Jamie Johnson with a rebound. Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. This is Rainey Sibley with it on the left wing. Pass knocked away and stolen by Orison now, and she's looking for some help. Finally gets it to Hobbs in the backcourt. Now to Recker. Recker on the dribble. Gets it across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles left, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Rainey Sibley for the Streaks. She'll give to Ty Peachy. 5:40 to play in the ballgame. Streaks looking for their 24th win on the season. Jamie Johnson out between the circles, thought about the three, now gets to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Dunlap back in that 2-3 zone, but coming out and pressuring the guards. Jamie has it between the circles, left wing. Rainey Sibley with it. Hits left baseline to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire another three. That one's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Vic for Dunlap. Gets it to Hobbs. Hobbs on the dribble across midcourt, right side. Rainey Sibley able to run her down and corral her. Now gets to Nickting, right wing. Swing it left wing to Vic. Vic on the dribble, stops, and she pulls up with a 15-footer, no good. Hobbs with the rebound, though, inside position. She puts it back up and in. And they get 46-44 streaks with 5 minutes to play.
She's been around the ball all night, has Hobbs. She's a very good-looking player.
Jessica Lieber on the left wing on the dribble. Now brings it out high and swings it to Ty Peachy on the right side. Ty looks over the defense. Puts it on the floor and gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles with 4:46 to play, 46-44 streaks. Tied with it, Jessica Lieber, top of the key, fires a long three from straight on. Touches off, no good. Rebound, Megan Young. Megan pulls it out now, gives to Ty Peachy on the right baseline. Outside the three-point arc, brings it out to the wing. Now back out between the circles with 4.5 to play. Jamie Johnson, she'll fire three out high left side. In and out, no good. And another Megan Young rebound. Kicks to Ty Peachy. Three-pointer is up and good! Megan Young with two huge offensive rebounds, make it 49-44 streaks. Now Ty Peachy with a steal on the inbound. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, got hammered on it by Orison. And Jessica Lieber is going to go to the free throw line with three shots, and the Streaks fans wanting an intentional foul on that, which he did hit her pretty hard on it, but Orison just picked up her, is that her fourth foul now. And Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line with three shots, 4:12 to play, 49-44 streaks.
Well, these are three big free throws because it's really going to change the complexity of this game for the Eagles to get back in if she can hit all three.
First one off the back iron, no. Jessica with 9 points in the game. She's hit 3 three-pointers all here in the second half. Well, this official wants to be... This official wants to be in control because a couple of players tried to come in after the first free throw. Okay, I guess it's on three shots. Apparently, they can't come in until after the second shot. No, he was just kind of looking at him. He didn't tell him to go back. He just kind of looked at him, and they all went back. So Jessica Lieber hits the second shot, make it 50-44 with 4:12 to play in the ball game. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins in for the streaks. Third shot up. That one bounces off no good. Hobbs down with a rebound for...
Not a good trip to the free throw line there for Jessica Lieber. She does pick up the steal here.
Now a steal took it away from Flynn, and now Bailey Boyer called for stepping on the sideline. So Dunlap will have it back on the far sideline. 4-1 to play the ball. This has been a strange second half of this game.
Yeah, 7 turnovers now for each team. That was just kind of the turnover to turnover right there.
And it comes to Nickting out between the circles. Now picks up, gives to Hobbs out high on the right side. Now right baseline, it goes to Vic. Back to Hobbs on the right wing. Dunlap just taking their time with it at this point, down 50-44. Hobbs drives right side, goes down the right side of the lane, bothered by Sadie Hamilton a bit, but still able to get it up off the glass. And she is a good-looking player, make it 50-46. Bailey Boyer, right wing, top of the key to Sadie. Wide open three-pointer is up and good! Sadie Hamilton with her first three of the ball game. She's got 13 and make it 53-46 streaks. Now a steal by Bailey Boyer down in the corner. Took it away from Flynn. Paige Klink across midcourt left side. Paige on the dribble goes to the wing. Picks up, gets out to Bailey Boyer. Ball tipped away by Nickton, goes out of bounds. And the Streaks will have it on the far sideline as Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Lieber will be in with Sadie Hamilton and Jessica Howard.
Hobbs has 18 points, 13 rebounds right now. And mind you, she's playing pretty much the wing, if not a two guard. So she's done a real good job getting in there, getting rebounds, and also taking it to the hoop.
Streaks going to spread it out a little bit, bring Dunlap out of that 2-3 zone. Got to protect the ball, though, because they're letting him bump, and Dunlap has some quick hands, very quick guards in Wrecker and Hobbs especially. Jessica Howard holding it out high now. Now gets to Ty Peachy right of the center circle against Wrecker. Ty picks up her dribble, gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Now it's knocked away from behind by Hobbs. Nobody warned Sadie that she was coming. Nice job by Ty Peachy. Calling the timeout. Very heads-up play by Ty Peachy.
Right.
She wasn't able to get up, couldn't get the ball to anybody, so she called the timeout from the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. 2:52 to play in the ballgame. 53-46 streaks coming up in just a little while. Galesburg High boys are going to be in action at John Thiel Gym. They'll take on Blue Island Eisenhower. If you want to see a boys team do what the Street Girls do, the running the system, the Grinnell system of offense, you'll see Blue Island Eisenhower do that tonight. They will run. They'll shoot a lot of threes. They'll full-court press the whole game, and you'll be able to hear that game if you can't get there. Brad and Jim will have But around 6:06 for the pregame, the tip-off scheduled for 6:30 tonight. You can hear it here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Also, we want to encourage you to come out Thursday night, senior night at John Thiel Gym for the Galesburg High girls. They'll play for the conference title. They're 7-2 in the Western Big Six, as are the Moline Maroons. It is the last regular season game, and it's also blackout night at John Thiel Gym. They've had a whiteout night, but yeah, it's a blackout night. Yeah. So Coach Massey said that on his blog. It's going to be blackout night coming up.
So wear your black shirt.
I'll have to remember that.
Yes.
I'll have to find one. Maybe I can wear the Threediculous shirt, and maybe we'll hit about 30 threes in that game. I'll get a free triple cheeseburger.
Get yourself a cheeseburger, too.
2:52 to play, 53-46 streaks. Jamie Johnson will inbound from the far sideline. She's in there with Jessica Lieber, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Sadie Hamilton. And it comes to Sadie, now Ty with it in the center circle. Dribbles right, picks up, looks for some help now. And Jessica Howard comes out and gets it on the right wing. Jess, got to be careful. Don't get called for a push there. And a five-second call against Jessica Howard. And that's probably a good call. She could have put it on the floor. She hadn't used her dribble yet, but she was looking for somebody to pass.
Well, right there, Jess has to realize that she hadn't used her dribble. She could have easily taken that to the baseline or even just brought it up top. I don't think she realized she still had her dribble available to her.
Streaks back in a 2-3 zone now, and Dunlap trying to figure that out. Wrecker on the dribble between the circles, kicks out high left side to Vic. Left baseline goes to Hobbs outside the three-point arc. Back to Vic, now to Wrecker between the circles. Wrecker's going to stop and fire the three from straight on. That is way short. Rebound comes to Jessica Lieber, and she'll give way to Ty Peachy. 2:17 to play. Streaks lead 53-46. Ty across midcourt, right of the center circle, working against Hobbs. Now gives to Jamie Johnson, now Sadie Hamilton between the circles, right side to Ty Peachy. Ty dribbles right, being bumped by Vic. No call. Now picks up her dribble in a trap. Tries to break through the trap and throws it off of Hobbs.
And I don't think she intentionally threw off Hobbs, but it worked out pretty well. She was trying to go to Jessica Howard, who's standing essentially right behind Hobbs. But Ty's got to be a little more cognizant of where she picks up her dribble. She picked it up again right there in front of, in between two players. She's good enough ball handler. She's got dribble out of that.
Ty with it out right wing. She'll bring it back out high near the center circle. 1:49 to play. Picks up, gives to Jessica Lieber, left of the center circle. Jess dribbles right. Now picks up. It's knocked away by Hobbs. Jessica able to run it down to the backcourt and gets it to Jessica Howard. The Dunlap fans wanted to travel on that one. Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber to get it back for the streaks. Now Ty gets it to Jessica Howard on the sideline. Nearly pushed out of bounds, and they're gonna say she stepped out of bounds. She got pushed out, though.
Well,
wow.
You've got to be careful of sidelines, obviously, right now, because there's a lot of physicality being allowed.
I mean, she didn't just step out of bounds. She got pushed out of bounds. The official's looking right at it. Wow. And a full timeout called. 1:30 to play in the ball game. It's Galesburg 53, Dunlap 46. The Eagles will have the basketball when we resume play. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They're on North Broad Street. We're driving a 2009 Nissan Rogue. We drove it Thursday night up to Alleman. Brad and Jim drove the same vehicle up to Rock Island last night. I think that they felt the same way about it we did. Very nice riding crossover vehicle, the smaller SUV, the crossover, all-wheel drive. And, boy, really, really nice. It was actually just traded in on somebody who really likes the Rogue because they traded on a 2011 Rogue to take advantage of the 0% financing for 60 months on all of Nissan's best-selling vehicles. And they're doing that all throughout the month of February as well. So this is a pre-owned Rogue, and once we're done with it this weekend for our radio schedule, it's going to go through a comprehensive 250-point inspection. It'll become a certified pre-owned vehicle with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty from Nissan. That offers you peace of mind. Also, 24-hour-a-day roadside assistance free of charge. Even if you just get stuck in the snow, they'll help you out. And you can check out 75 similar pre-owned vehicles online at GalesburgCars.com. Also, stop by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. 1:27 to play, 2-3 zone by the Streaks. Now, what's the official stop the clock again?
I don't know what they're talking about.
I have no
right
idea.
Now. Oh, the clock number started on the inbound, so that's
I
what they're...
This was the same the official had the inadvertent whistle the first time.
Yeah,
there was
earlier.
There's the home court advantage there.
He's very slow with the way he goes about his business out there, too.
Well, at least he caught that. I'm surprised he caught it because that was a definite advantage as a three-pointer up by Hobbs is no good. Rebound run down by Nichting. Oh, unfortunately, boy, Nichting saved it in. It went off the leg of Jamie Johnson. Wrong place, wrong time that time for Jamie. Nice hustle play by Jamie Nichting for Dunlap. 1:08 to play.
Yeah, good heads-up play right there by Nick Dean.
Hobbs will inbound on the near sideline, down near the baseline on the left side. And it comes to Nickting out high on the left side on the dribble, top of the key. Dribbles right, gives on the right side to Meeks. Now it's Hobbs, top of the key. Shoulder right, still stop and fire the three. That one's off the rim, no. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. Hands off to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble and apparently got touched by Nickting, I guess. Oh, yeah, it does go against Nickting. I say Orson was there as well. So Nickting picks up her second foul. But Streaks not shooting yet, as that's just the sixth team foul on Dunlap. 53.4 to play. So the Streaks will be at the free throw line from here on out. They got to protect the ball. Full court pressure from Dunlap. Inbound to Sadie. Back to Jamie Johnson. Jamie on the dribble to Ty Peachy. Ty still in the backcourt, splits the defenders, and now a reach foul is going to go against Recker, I believe. So Ty Peachy is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus for the Streaks.
Well, and if this goes against, it's going to go against Nickting, actually, and this is going to be her fourth, I was going to say, because Recker's the one that we have her at three fouls, but for some reason the score only is her two.
So 45.4 to play, 53-46 Streaks. Ty Peachy at the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus. First one is up and bounces off, no good. Sadie Hamilton gets in, though, for the rebound and ties up Orison, and the possession arrow, unfortunately, pointing toward Dunlap. Once again, need to change the rule. If the actual tie-up, do a jump ball so both teams have a chance at it. Yeah, well, that's not going to happen anytime soon,
no.
I'm guessing. This is Recker on the dribble out high, dribbles right, kicks out to Meeks on the right wing. Now Hobbs has it out high, lost a handle on it, got it back out near midcourt. 32 seconds to play. Right baseline, Recker, she'll drive baseline, kicks back out to Hobbs on the wing, and Dunlap needs to get a shot off. Swing it over to Meeks, and she traveled right in front of the official, no call. She caught the ball and fell backwards, took an extra step, and they didn't call it. Now 20 seconds to play, still haven't taken a shot. Finally, Hobbs drives in uncontested, lays one up and good, and Garst calls a timeout. So Hobbs with another basket, make it 53-48, 16.2 to play. They took an awful lot of time off the clock.
Yeah, they did, down to 16.2, and now 5-point deficit. If the Streaks get fouled here and hit both free throws, that essentially, with the lack of 3-point shooting we've seen from the Eagles, that could take it to a 4-possession game.
And I'm just not real sure what they were doing on that possession. They kept throwing it out. I mean, credit the Streaks defense, for one, for keeping them from getting inside early on, but I don't know if they were – nobody wanted to take a three. They had probably a couple of opportunities to do it, but I'm not sure what was going on. Finally, Hobbs drove in and got the easy shot, but they ran way too much time off the clock for what they wanted to do.
Yeah, not much of a sense of urgency right there on behalf of the Eagles.
16.2 to play, 53-48 Streaks. Looks like Dunlap has, I don't know if they have a home game or road game, but their boys team over there on the far side, looking like they're coming in for a shoot-around. They're playing tonight. Of course, the Galesburg guy boys back in action in just a little more than 3 hours as they'll take on Blue Island Eisenhower at John Thiel Gym. Around 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip-off. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Inadvertent horn this time. Jamie Johnson will inbound. Streaks have to bring it the length of the court. In it comes to Ty Peachy. Got her in a bad place right in the corner. Fortunately, a foul's called immediately on either Nickting or Recker.
Right. Realistically, you probably could have called, and that's going to foul Nickting out. But you could have probably even called the jump ball right there, because a good job by Nickting to grab onto the ball, because Ty did not get that in a good position.
Yeah, she gave it to her right in the corner and right into the trap. So Ty's going to go to the free throw line. Another chance of the one and bonus. 18 fouls now on Dunlap. So Ty at the free throw line. The rest of the Streaks back in the backcourt with 15.1 seconds to play. First shot is up and bounces off, no good. Rebound to Orison. Long downcourt pass to Recker. Recker on the dribble, stops at the free throw line, pulls up with a 16-footer and nailed it. With 7 seconds to play, Ty on the dribble gets fouled by Hobbs. And it's a 3-point game. Need one to make it a 2-possession game. 5.9 to play. So Ty goes back to the free throw line. Another chance of the one and bonus.
When Nickting fouled out, no points, 5 rebounds, much worse performance than last year when she played the Streaks. She had 9-7 against the Streaks last year, 9.7 rebounds.
So tie at the free throw line, first one bounces off, no good, rebound to Orson, long down court pass to Recker, 3 seconds to play, stops, puts a three up, off the rim, no, rebound to Ty Peachy, and the Streaks escape with one as the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 24th win of the season. Final score, Galesburg 53, Dunlap 50, a hard-fought game here this afternoon at Dunlap. 53-50, the final score. Sophomores also come out with a win, 58 41. We will take a timeout, come back with our postgame show, get a chance to chat with Streets head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats, also name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 53, Dunlap 50. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It's the simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Try it for just $1.99. Prices and participation may vary.
Play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, a 30% chance of snow, not as cold, with a low of 22. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, still a chance of snow, a high 32, and clouds overnight, the chance of snow sticking around as it will through Monday as well, with a low around 20. Monday, cloudy skies, with a high topping out at 23. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 30. You're listening to Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at Dunlap High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team escapes with a close one, 53-50. The Streaks defeat the Dunlap Eagles. Coach Evan Massey joining us here on the post game show. Get this set here, Coach. A good win today. Obviously, a very very hard fought basketball game. A hard fought basketball game against a good Dunlap team. They were a very athletic team, and they made it kind of tough for you today.
They did. We struggled. I thought in the first half, our press we didn't really press very well, and. They confused us a little in things they did defensively, but and we missed shots and things. But pleased that, you know, we had enough to. I thought energy wise, we did a good job in the second half. Our pressure was a lot more effective.
Well, and it's a game, you know, Jessica Howard not able to get off. In fact, I'm not even sure that she attempted a three.
She had a couple.
But yeah. Only hit a couple of free throws. But it's nice that you don't have to have her scoring big for you to win, that you get contributions from other places.
Yeah, and I thought it was weird in the first half. I don't think our kids recognized that, you know, what the situation was. And it wasn't as much that they were looking for her, but they weren't looking for their own shots. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a problem for us.
Well, it's good to get the win. One more in the regular season. You've got the Moline Maroons coming to town Thursday night. We talked about it in the pregame. We've been talking about it throughout. You know, if you haven't seen this Galesburg team, you need to come out and support them. It's going to be a huge night playing for the Western Big Six Conference Championship. Both of you coming in at 7-2. Hope to get a huge crowd. Going to be blackout night as well.
Yeah, we want it to be a big night, and we hope, you know, we've always had good crowds, you know, not quite like we did in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and hopefully some of those people can get out and give us a nice, you know, really big crowd. It would be great.
Yeah, we talked about this with Coach Gallinghorst in the pregame, that they're such a good group. They're so fun to watch. I know they've got to be fun to coach for you guys, because us just watching them, they play so hard. And just, you know, even down the stretch here, some of the hustle plays, you know, Ty and Rainey and Jessica, you know, diving after the basketball. They're just so much fun to watch that if somebody hadn't seen them, they got to come out and watch them play.
I hope so. That it'll be a big night. And, you know, it's nice for us to turn around of, you know, a year ago we were fourth place and 3-7 in the conference, and this year we've got a chance to win the conference. So it's exciting.
And it's going to be interesting tonight with the boys playing, see a team coming in running the Grinnell system in Blue Island Eisenhower. That'll be kind of an interesting turn.
Yeah, I really think I think they're, in terms of pure system, they're better at it. They're closer if the spectrum is from, you know, one end half-court offense to the other, the system. They're closer to being a Grinnell system team mm-hmm. than we are in what they do. I think we're this year somewhere between, you know, up-tempo team that likes to shoot threes and traps in the half court, but we're not getting the tempo up to be a system team right now.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win this afternoon. Look forward to talking to you Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. We will take a timeout, come back, and run down our postgame statistics. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure. Arf, arf.
Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Dunlap High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Dunlap Eagles. 53-50 was the final score. Streaks are now 24-5 on the season. Dunlap drops to 16-8. Hard-fought battle here this afternoon. Time to take a look at our postgame stats, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Well, no free triple cheeseburgers. Streaks did hit 9 three-pointers, but a game where they didn't necessarily shoot all that well. Balanced scoring attack. They were led by Jamie Johnson with 13 points, including 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Also, St. Hamilton with 13 points, including a three-pointer in the ball game. 10 points for Jessica Lieber. She hit 3 three-pointers, was 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Just 2 points on the game for Jessica Howard on 2-for-2 from the free throw line in the second half. 6 points for Ty Peachy on a couple of threes. 3 points for Megan Young. She hit a three. Three for Bailey Boyer on a three in the first quarter. Three for Paige Klink on a three in that fourth quarter. Streaks struggled a bit from the line, just 6 for 15 from the free throw line in the ball game. Dunlap, a couple of players in double figures. They're two big scorers, led the way throughout. It started the game that way and ended as well. Lexi Hobbs with 20 points, 18 for Alyssa Recker. Then it dropped down to 6 points for Kedron Orison, 4 points for Danielle Vick, 2 points for Allison Kemen, and several others played but did not score. Dunlap didn't shoot a free throw in the first half. They were 3 for 6 in the ball game, hit 1 3-pointer in the second half.
Yeah, and the streaks... The streaks really kind of picked up the intensity there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that was what really helped them prevail in this. Because if you look at the numbers were pretty much even all throughout the board other than in shooting percentage. Turnovers, 24 turnovers for the Eagles, 20 for the streaks, so a plus-4 advantage for the streaks. Rebounding, streaks had a plus-1 advantage, 40 rebounds for them, 39 for the Eagles. Streaks did out-rebound or grab 18 offensive rebounds, so only 13 for Dunlap. But for shooting percentage numbers, 22 for 47 from inside the arc, 1 of 8 from outside of the arc, good for 42% for the Eagles. The streaks, 10 of 20 from inside the arc, 9 of 41 from distance, so 31% from the field, 22% from three.
Our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. 53-50, the final score. Streaks win. Sophomores won 58-41. We'll take our final timeout and come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Winter is here. Wood piles are stacking up. But hidden in your firewood are beetles that are devastating Illinois ash trees. Damage from the emerald ash borer, or EAB, can be prevented with your help. Always keep your firewood in your county. And if you must buy it, know the source. Do not accept firewood from other states. No matter the degree of weather, harsh or mild, be sure to burn every piece of wood before May 1st. Save Illinois ash trees. Prevent the spread of EAB. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Ag.
It's winter. Time to button up. Win cash by wearing the new purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back at Dunlap High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeated the Dunlap Eagles. 53-50 was the final score. Streaks now 24-5 on the season. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this is one had some streaks that, even though overall not their best game of the season, some streaks that did some key things. Megan Young was one player, a couple of key offensive rebounds down the stretch, and gave the streaks a shot at scoring again, which they did on that play. Ty Peachy with some key plays off on the defensive end with a couple of big steals. Jessica Lieber, a couple of big threes, just like she did up at Alleman. A couple in the third quarter, one in the fourth, and a key steal as well. Myra Diggins, a huge game with some big rebounds, especially on the offensive end. Also with a couple of good steals as well. But one other player just overall was just steady all day against this Dunlap team, especially rebounding. Had 13 points in the game, but had a huge game rebounding as well in Sadie Hamilton.
Yeah, 6 rebounds. She was able to also block 5 shots. She really intimidated. Recker was coming inside a lot early in the game. And after Sadie blocked her a couple times, it kind of thwarted any desire she had to go inside on a consistent basis. She also had, of those 6 rebounds, 2 of them were offensive, and she had a big 3. She was 1 for 1 from distance, and she was able to find one spot where she hit the big 3 and was able to keep the momentum going forward for the streaks.
So Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Nice win for the Streaks. Like I said, not the best game. And you got to feel good when Jessica Howard, who is your big scorer night in and night out, only has 2 points on two free throws, then you can still come out with a win.
Yeah, unfortunately, a real tough night for Jessica. And what we've seen this team step up in other places all throughout the season. Dunlap was doing a real good job in the first half to 9-3. So what happened, you saw Jamie go inside a lot. She had 8 points at the half because she kept going inside. And then once they started to kind of pack it down a little bit more, then the Streaks were able to recognize and hit some threes. And for the second consecutive game, Jessica Lieber got hot from three-point arc and really helped the team out in that third quarter going into the fourth quarter.
Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation and the 2009 Nissan Rogue. And you can check this one out coming up next week after it goes through that 250-point inspection. And it is a very, very nice vehicle. Well, good one here this afternoon. Nice to get out of here with a win. It was a tight one throughout. And it's going to be a big one coming up Thursday night. The Moline Maroons at John Field Gym. This is for the conference championship. Both teams come in with a 7-2 record in the Western Big Six. And make no mistake about it, Moline, even though the Streaks beat them up there, and Streaks didn't play their best game and beat Moline up there, they're a very good basketball team. And, Markeisha Harris, she's going to Western Michigan, I think. Not sure she's going for basketball or volleyball or both, but she's an unbelievable athlete. And this is no doubt going to be a game, and it will be nice to have a big crowd there supporting the Streaks.
Well, yeah, and on top of that is the fact that, it's also a momentum builder. You won that game, win the conference, and then you're going into the home game against Geneseo for the regional. So the home game for Geneseo.
Yeah, home game for the Maple Leafs, yeah.
And so, that's the kind of confidence you want to build going in. And we've talked all season, one of the biggest aspects of this team that's really helped them through some of the tough stretches is the swagger we've seen. And they've really demonstrated that on numerous levels throughout the season. The Morton game seemed to kind of affect them a little bit, and then they took that into the Rocky game. But fortunately, they've been able to get that back. I think if they could come out and have a tough game or a good win against Moline at home, win the conference, it'd be a great thing for these seniors. But it'd be a great thing for this team going forward.
So it'll be blackout night at John Field Gym. Tell your friends. Make sure everybody gets out there. You can take your radio along with you. Listen on WGIL. If you can't be there, listen on WGIL and WGIL.com. Eric and I will be there for that. Then we head into the regional play week from Tuesday. Can't believe we're already to that point of the season.
Yeah, no, it's good, and this is the crunch time. This is the one where you hope the fact that you have a pretty veteran squad as far as it comes to the starters and your leaders, that they'll be able to carry this team through. This isn't one of the younger squads, that's probably going to even be up there. But they're going to have to go, and we talked about it. This is a tough regional. This is no cakewalk. We talked a little bit during the, I believe it was the pregame show, Washington's going to be a number one seed in their regional, and we beat them pretty handily, and Rock Island Allman got a number one seed. We're the number two seed in a regional with Rocky, who, we've obviously split with, has played some good games this year. They actually beat Geneseo, and a good Geneseo team, a good Sterling team.
Yeah.
So, this isn't going to be a cakewalk, but at the same time, if you're going to get there, you've got to beat the best to get there. So
exactly. Yeah, you got to play them all at some point. So, you start with tough ones, because if you get to the sectional, it doesn't get any easier. You're likely going to see Richwood's there, possibly Peoria Central, who's playing very well right now again, and they're in the same regional with Richwood's. This Dunlap team is there as well with Notre Dame, so another tough regional. So, yeah, like you say, you got to play them all at some point. So get it out of the way early, right?
Get it out of the way. Well, and – hopefully you have that confidence coming in, because you have beat a bunch of tough teams this year, and if you have to face Rocky in that regional championship, that's game three of the series. You've got to come out. You've each traded blows. Come out and have a good one.
Well, we had a good one here today. The Streaks come out with the victory. 53-50 was the final. The Galesburg sophomores also a winner, 58-41. Galesburg High boys coming up in just about 3 hours from John Field Gym. It's an earlier start tonight. They'll take on Blue Island Eisenhower, and you're going to see a lot of up-and-down action in that one. Brad Bennett with Jim Lee will have it for you here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Around around 6:06 or so for the pregame and a 6:30 scheduled tip-off. So you can check that one out tonight. The Illinois Fighting Illini lost 71-70 on national TV to Northwestern.
That's a subject we don't have time to talk about right now.
Yeah, we could be on that for hours. Anyway, but a good win for the Streaks here this afternoon. That's going to wrap it up from Dunlap. 53-50 the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 24-5 on the season. Thanks to our studio engineers, Terry Cavanaugh and Nick Devlin, this afternoon. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arida saying good afternoon from Dunlap.